Amen. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. We just praise you. Thank you, Lord, for the authority that you have given us, as Teresa talked about just a minute ago. And we praise you, Lord, that we can command the angels to go out and do things for us. Not only that, we can command the elements out there to do whatever we want them to do. And I praise you and I thank you for it, Father, because we have bold faith to believe what your word says and the promises that you've given us, Lord. And we praise you and we thank you, Lord, that tonight when we pray, they're going to be answered because we all believe and we're all coming into one accord. And we send a bunch to fight whenever we pray. And I thank you for it, Father. Glory be to God. Lord, bless us tonight with your glory upon us. And we praise you. Give us discernment and wisdom into the things that you want us to know. And we praise you for that. Lord, give us unlimited wisdom and unlimited discernment, Lord, because we're going to need it in the days to come. And we praise you for that, in Jesus' name. Not only that, Lord, we thank you for complete memory recall of the things that we've read in the past and studied in the past, Lord, that they would be available at the times needed. And we praise you for your Holy Spirit that will help us and lead us and guide us through the things that are coming up shortly, in Jesus' name. Lord, bless us tonight also in this meeting and this fellowship and this outreach. We praise you and thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Has anybody else got a prayer? It is not in the name of Jesus. You get off of there. Anybody else got a prayer? I'm going to pray. Lord, I thank you for this couple down here at Madisonville. And I praise you, Father, for setting them free from the evil that is trying to disrupt their lives. I thank you, Lord, that the angels have already started his retirement to going. And I praise you and I thank you, Lord, that you're going to free them up from this mess that these corrupt prosecuting attorneys have done in Georgia. And we praise you and thank you for that, Father, that Heather and Robbie are completely free of this mess that these deep state prosecutors are doing, trying to do, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for setting them free in the name of Jesus. Y'all believe that with me? Glory be to God, because I believe it just with all my heart that these two are going to be set free by the angel and the Lord. Yeah, Matthew.
I want to lift up my nephew. He is he's had he's autistic and has a lot of physical problems. He had surgery not that long ago, and to remove a good portion of his intestines. He's only 21 years old, and the surgery went well, but like it was like a week to about 2 weeks later, he got infection in there and had to go into the ER. Actually, they put him in ICU, and about half a week, a little longer, he got out and was doing a lot better. And I guess the infection came back again. He's back in the hospital, and they're trying everything, but they're having a hard time getting the infection under control. So I just want to lift him up in prayer. Lord, I just thank you for everything you're doing in my sister's family right now. Lord, I just pray that you would open up their eyes to see the spiritual realm going on around them, Lord, to start fighting spiritual battles, Lord. Lord, I know that they are Christians, And but I don't think that they are spirit filled as of yet. Lord, I thank you for doing that for them. And Lord, I lift up my nephew, Lord. I know this is a curse that's been brought onto him, Lord. And we just bind this curse, we bind this infection, Lord. He is someone I am believing for, Lord, to come into the kingdom. He is a very gentle spirit. And we thank you, Lord, for doing that for him. We thank you, Lord, that this infection's going and it's gone in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that they're going to get under control and they won't even know how it happened, so that I can give glory to God. I thank you, Lord, for doing this for my nephew. In Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord, we believe with you. We thank you, Lord, that it has already taken place, even as we sit here and speak. In Jesus' name. God of the Bosita. Thank you, Lord. What's his name?
His name's Samuel.
Samuel. Thank you for doing this for Samuel, Lord. In Jesus' name. Angels, go give that boy a good touch. In Jesus' name. Yeah, Julie.
Hey, Matt, do they know if this infection that keeps coming back, is it something that related to the surgery, or was that part of the problem before?
Well, he was having a lot of pain coming from his intestines, and the portion they removed, the portion that they removed got infected that first time around. So I assume this is the same problem again.
Okay.
Just not fully gotten rid of, but it is now, in Jesus' name.
I want to pray to something. Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord, for Samuel, and we just pray blessings on him, Lord, and just command his just command white blood cells, all his blood, to go and fight off this infection in the name of Jesus. You gave us a great armor, Lord, and immunity against any kind of infections, Lord. So we just rebuke this lying spirit. And whatever's caused the problem to begin with in his intestinal organs, Lord, that to be cleared up and completely healed in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord. I'm just in agreement with everything that Matt's prayed and his family's prayed. And I thank you, Lord, for turning our families around, all of them. So I thank you, Lord, for being there. And they will use all this, or excuse me, you would use all this, Lord, to turn and draw them to you closer, Lord, and you will get the glory. They're going to see you do a great, mighty work there, Father. I thank you, Lord, for faith and Matt and his family and just all of us just to continue believing and upholding him, Lord, that this is going to be a testimony, Lord, that will bless your name and be spoken of in this family, Father, in the name of Jesus. Remember when what God did for me. Amen. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Father. We believe it's done. Amen. Amen. All right, anyone else? Yeah, Missy, go ahead.
I kept forgetting to bring this up for prayer, but on today my mom and dad were supposed to be going to this neurologist, I believe, to try and get a proper medicine prescribed for my dad for dementia that he does not have. He's healed, he's delivered in Jesus' name. Because of him, according to my mom, being combative at times or just getting this wild look in his eyes, or whatever. And I just been praying and believing that that she's gonna decide he does not need that because she's not seeing any of this because he's healed in Jesus' name. So I thank you and I praise you, Lord, that when I hear from her about this, that that is going to be her decision. And I just thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Because
Amen.
my dad
Amen.
delivered. He does not have
Amen.
dementia. That
Okay,
curse
out
is
of the
broken
blessed.
off him. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Father.
I'm going to
Glory
add
be to
something
God.
too. Father, I just thank you, Lord, for showing Missy's parents, both of them, but right now, especially her mom, who's overseeing the care there, Lord, that she's going to recognize that all these drugs, nothing is a fix. Nothing's going to cure
Amen.
any of his problems, Lord, that she's you're giving her this revelation, but the things he's gone through and the things that she's gone through, that drugs are not the answer. They don't fix the problem. And I thank you, Lord, for answering Missy's prayer for her parents, Lord, that they're coming into real faith and putting their trust in you, Lord. And we thank you, Lord. We rejoice with our sister, Lord, that this is happening. And just agree with Missy that they're not going to make any decision about adding more medication to his prescriptions in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for giving him
Amen.
clarity of mind and just wiping out all the confusion, the cobwebs, the lies of the enemy that have come against him. In Jesus' name, we speak clarity there. In Jesus' name, and I thank you, Lord, for giving him a healthy appetite and that he's eating things that are healthy for his body and wanting to get out and exercise and do the things that he wants to do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Speak strength and energy into his body. He's not tired and sleeping all the time. He is alert, wide awake, and coherent, and just able to understand everything. And he has the mind of Christ. He has a good memory, as well as my mom. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord.
Amen. Like in Jesus.
Now, I wonder if that tiredness and lethargy and complacency and all that stuff, if anything that they're spraying might be
Could be.
attributed to that.
That's what aluminum does.
Well, let's pray
It
against
does.
that because
It's,
I
yes.
battle with tiredness and fatigue myself. Michael, would you pray?
Yep. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we're not any of us under the curse. And I thank you for that, Father. And I thank you, Lord, that you've given us authority over these things. And in the name of Jesus, I bless everybody that loves the Lord that's listening right now with divine health and the shield of protection against any of these things that they're spraying on us. The blood of Jesus covers us. It keeps us from receiving that. And I praise you and I thank you, Lord, for great energy and strength in our bodies. And I thank you, Lord, that our minds can have instant recall. And there is no lack in our bodies and our minds in Jesus' name. And that's because of who we are and who we serve. And Father, we praise you and we thank you for that in Jesus' name. And I'll receive it myself in Jesus' name, as everybody else does too. Thank you, Lord, that we are all free of these chemicals that they're trying to spray on us. They're trying to feed us. They're trying to make us drink. And Father, we praise you and we glorify you that we're all blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for putting us all on that road of restoration in Jesus' name. Glory be to God. Woo! Glory to God. I feel good all over. Better not do anywhere else. Praise God. Okay, anyone else got a prayer? I thank you, Lord, that provisions are coming for us and everybody else that needs it in this fellowship. In Jesus' name, I thank you, Lord, that abundantly above anything that we can ask or even think about is coming our ways. And we praise you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, that there's not going to be any lack at whatsoever in this group in Jesus' name, because we are believers. And when we're believers, we believe that you're going to provide everything that we need in Jesus' name, and even more in the name of Jesus, so we can help others. Thank you, Father. Okay, anybody else? Lord, I thank you for bringing down this Babylonish deep state. And I thank you, Lord, that not only are is Trump doing that, but you're doing it too. And I thank you for it, Father, that the angels are working overtime, so to speak, to bring all of this stuff down in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Father, for the wonderful things that we see happening. Even after we pray, it's almost immediate we see things in the news that are happening and that we've prayed against. And I thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, man. Okay, anybody else? I thank you, Lord, that Pennsylvania is not going to get any more bad weather in the name of Jesus, that they're not going to get any high winds, not going to get any hail. All they're going to get is a little rain that they need. And we praise you for that, Father. And it's the same way here. We're not going to get any bad weather. We might get a little rain, but that's fine. And Lord, we thank you that all of our rain comes at night and not during the day. In Jesus' name, amen. Anyone else? Y'all remember that thing that I read the other night, don't you? The intimate, what is it, prophetic intimacies?
It was a long one. Don't remember everything you said, but yeah, it was good.
Oh, well, it was actually what it was all about was what's fixing to happen with us here and there and all over. And it was really a wake-up call for a lot of people. It like he said, it's time to get off the fence. It's time to start getting close to God, and if you're not already, is to seek Him daily, seeking Him daily, and that's what He wants out of us. And to sit down and just listen. Say, Lord, I need you to speak to me and tell me what it is that you'd have for me to do. Or what it is that you have planned for me, or whatever it is that comes to your mind, and sit there and wait until he answers. And he will answer. He will answer. Sometimes we get a little bit antsy. I'll both speak for Michael. Michael gets a little bit antsy every now and then. And if I hadn't heard, in 5, 10 minutes, well, I'll get he go call. He go talk. He talk. But no. He's looking to see if you're going to wait on him. Sometimes, you might just sit there for 45 minutes. You might sit there for an hour till he starts talking. He might be busy with me while y'all are sitting there waiting on him. You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't receive that. He's got time for me, Michael.
Okay. Okay, I know that. Yeah, he can see everybody at the same time if he needs to. That's exactly right. But yeah, but don't get discouraged because you don't hear from him in the next 5, 10 minutes, Just sit there and silently listen with your notebook handy, because I've got a notebook over here that I write mine down, what he tells me. You'd be glad you did. All right, anybody else? Can't hear you, Anna. Was you talking to us? Okay. All right. Anybody else got anything they'd like to say, comment on? Hey, girl. Yeah. Say, who is that bunch, mama? Who that? When I say who that? Hey, girl. Hey, Katie. Hey, girl. Yoo-hoo. Oh boy, she's a dandy. She's got a voice. I'm telling you what. What are you laughing about, Julie? Yeah,
Just how you are with the kids and people on when they listen to the outreach later, they're not going to know exactly what you're, what
I
kind of
don't
baby
even enter
talk you're
my
making
mind.
there to somebody. So
That don't even enter my mind. Oh my, well, you're right. I guess I'm
Yeah,
gonna need
thank you.
do what?
She's
Hey,
probably the
Katie.
loudest of my
Yeah.
children.
Yeah, but you had some that would that she's not near as long-winded as they were.
She's got a good singing voice in the making.
Yeah, amen. Thank you, Lord. Anyway, they're all good kids right now. They are every one of them pretty good kids, real good kids, I should say. I've done a good job. I've got paddles all over that house, so man, you could just reach within 5 feet. You got a paddle. And they know it, you know, they know what it is. Thank you, Lord. A rod of correction. Okay, has anybody got anything they'd like to share? What's God showing you? Nothing? Uh-oh, this ain't good. Go ahead, Julie.
That's good. That's good. I guess he's just all talking to us a little bit here and there, whatever we need to hear, but just he's just encouraging me to rest and to not worry about, the things and the timing and all that kind of stuff. And even, about provisions and that kind of stuff for the future. One of the things he said, well, I felt like he was saying to me personally, it was just like, what kind of father would I be if I didn't provide for my children? He's not man, he's not limited, he's not it's just kind of putting a perspective to me. I guess he knows I needed to see that. What kind of father would you be? You're a heavenly father. If you say you're gonna do something, you're gonna do something. If you're gonna promise to give us what we need, you're gonna give us what we need. So it was just something that you start thinking about what if and when and how long and all that kind of thing. And because we've been waiting a long time for some things to come to pass, and you don't want to get discouraged or start focusing on that because enemy's right there with all kinds of, worst case scenarios. They'll get all kinds of thoughts in your head. So anyhow, that was just something I just wanted to share that he was, just rest, it's already taken care of. And all of, he's given me this verse a few times in Psalm 139 about how vast his thoughts are about us. All the thoughts he's put into each and every one of our lives, the details of how he made us from the day we were even conceived until the day we die and go home, whatever. That all those days are thought out. And every circumstance and every person and everything, all the details of every person's life. I mean, it's vast. You can't even, when you think about how God thought about each and every one of us and every detail he put into us and our lives, that's a lot of thinking, that he put into, he's got a lot value. He's got a lot invested in each and every one of us, his sons in us. And that was just something I was meditating on that how important we are to him and how detail he's put into our very existence, It's kind of neat. We matter a great deal.
Yeah, that's a good psalm. I'm just sitting here reading it. I like that psalm myself. Okay, Teresa. Thank you, Julie. That's some encouragement too. Thank you. Go ahead, Teresa.
I just want to thank the Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ because and His Holy Spirit. When I first got to Kansas 2 years ago, it was incredibly awful. I got here at the end of August, at the beginning of September, and I have plenty of bandwidth in Jesus' name. So it was incredibly awful. It was like the temperatures were like 105, and it felt a lot hotter than 105. And the environment itself was just awful. And
in the 2 years that I've been here, God has changed the environment so much, you know, that, you know, and I understand it's not late summer right now, but I was able to go out my door and it, the, you know, the, it was, you know, it had been raining, you know, gently for, you know, I don't know, it's been about 2 weeks now, just off and on, and there's no wind. The temperature is wonderful. It's cool temperatures yet, and you know, the temperatures haven't risen, you know, to, you know, it's going to be in the 40s tonight, so the temperatures haven't risen to where I think they should be yet, but still the plants, you know, I've been able to go the my area where I'm building my cabin, it was, it had to be developed. It was just bare ground. It was, how can I describe it?
No.
It was, you know, junk. It was a junk area. And you know, and you know, and it's been transformed. The it's a beautiful courtyard right now. And my plantings, God has really blessed my plantings. You know, they made it through the weather. You know, like I brought an apple tree that I started from seed. When I brought it, it was little. It's gigantic now.
Oh,
And,
really?
you know, and God enabled it to survive the winters here. You know, that was the only one I could bring from Idaho. It's small enough. You know, I had about 10 other trees that were big in Idaho. So, and God has enabled that tree to grow and prosper. He's my plantings, everything that I plant grows gigantic. Even in the house, if I, you know, surviving the winter through the house, and then I've been able to put them out, and they're just lush. And so that's a blessing. God is just blessing. He has transformed the awfulness of this place into something beautiful. And I was able to go outside and just enjoy the beautiful morning. So I just want to give the praise and glory to God about his, and I pray for that all the time. You know, I pray that, you know, that God conforms us to his image. So, and I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over us and our properties, and, you know, over everything we have, everything we do, you know, that our works, you know, belong to God, our properties belong to God, you know, our lives belong to God, you know, and so I just dedicate everything to God, and so and we're his workmanship, and I stand on that, and he has transformed this place into a beautiful place that's getting more and more beautiful, and thank you for praying for the provision, because yeah, I do still need a lot of provision. Because I still want to do a lot more. So, but anyway, I'm just thanking the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Talking about making that place pretty. I was looking at some rose bushes the other day. They've got some rose bush climbing roses that are very prolific and make all kinds of blooms from early spring to late fall. And they smell good too. You know, roses you get nowadays don't smell that good. But these smell real good. Yeah, and they got all kinds of colors too. Yeah, just pick you up. Go out Walmart and check some of their rose bushes out out there. They don't smell nothing. They ain't got no smell hardly at all to them. GMO, that's what they're doing there. George Michael Oscar. I don't know what GMO stands for, but that's what it, I'm thinking it is. Anyway. Anybody else? How many of you ready for the Lord to start doing stuff in our lives? How many of you know He's already started? Just asking. He's already started. Thank you, Lord. Anybody got any questions? How about answers? That's a talkative bunch tonight. Oh, I've got a song. I'm gonna go ahead and play that while y'all are thinking. I've got a song to sing.
Blood of the Lamb. I
Hang on. I had Stephen McCarter going on there again. Also, go ahead, Missy.
This scenes in that video, was that from a movie? What is that all about? What movie was that?
I don't know. I like the video. I don't know. Looks
I'll
like
find it. I'll find it and let you know.
Okay.
is that the first time you've seen that?
No, I've often wondered what all that was, you know.
Well, it wasn't a cartoon. It was good, whatever it was.
But it was original. It's bits and pieces of a movie or something.
I don't know. I never even thought about looking for it. What movie was it, Matt?
I've seen that movie, but I don't remember what it's called. It is a movie.
It is a movie.
Don't remember it. It's, I don't
What was it?
remember the name of it.
Oh,
Yeah.
okay. I've never seen the movie. I just saw the videos that I saw.
In that video, the old man, who is he supposed to be?
Trying to remember, is it John? No,
John, probably,
Apostle
yeah.
John.
That's what I always
Yeah,
thought it was.
and the vision that he saw.
Yeah.
I was wondering that because about the elders bowing down, you know, before the Lord and stuff like that. I thought maybe that's what that was with the crowns, you know.
Yeah, I like that. That's a good one. Okay. Oh, okay, Pat. I got you. You, Lord. All right. Anyone else got anything they'd like to share? I'm gonna go back to the notes here. Look, see what I got here. Oops, what the Lord told me. I had something down here a while ago. I was looking at it.
That movie was called The Apocalypse,
Oh,
and it was a movie that was made in 2002.
really?
And I think it was in 90 AD, the Roman Empire is being run by the Roman Emperor Domitian, who has declared himself to be God and ruler over all. So I think it was probably John. the Apostle John.
Okay. I don't guess I ever saw that one. I hadn't seen many movies. Thank you, Lord. I've got written down here, stop for a minute and meditate on the fact that Jesus lives in you. The same Jesus who did the mighty miracles and spoke the word of God. The same Jesus who wasn't sick or under any curse. I could go on and on and on and on. That's the Jesus that lives in us. And if he lives in us, that's the way we ought to be living. Praise God. Listen to Isaiah 48 and 3. I have declared the former things from of old, yea, they went forth out of my mouth, and I showed them. Suddenly I did them, and they came to pass. That's what happens when you confess the word of God. Yeah, Andrew, I started calling you Ben again. Where is Ben?
Well, Ben went to a hockey game. His boss gave him a ticket, so
Oh, okay.
they had to. The boss does this every once in a while, so it's not really good to refuse.
I've never watched a hockey game.
Anyway, above my door in my bedroom, I have a Bible verse, and I read it this morning. It's in Colossians 3. And let the peace of Christ arbitrate in your heart, for unto thou was called, and be thankful. Arbitrate in the other versions is to rule. So, and what is this peace? Because it relates to the verse you just read there. Because if you're going to let peace rule in you. And I like some of the verses for peace, where two are made one, thus making peace. And you're letting it rule in you. You're letting have it governance in you. And you can almost see the humility in it too. Because if someone's trying to get you going, trying to turn your key, your goat key, get that key out of me. I'm a sheep. You can't get me going. Anyway. If you can have him rule in your heart, wouldn't that verse you just quoted, Michael, come to pass too? There's so many of these collations that come together, and it's so neat the way it works out. And I just wanted to mention that because, I finally looked. I don't really look at that verse a lot because you don't stay long under your bedroom door, and it's on the way out, not the way in. Okay, usually, you're rushing for the bathroom or something. And I it's the numeric English that says arbitrate, but the ASV says rule, or and you look it up, and it's kind of like a governance over you. It's just so neat, like peace of Christ, of the Christ, definite article there. Arbitrate or rule or govern in your hearts. And if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth, I don't know, like this could be another Bible game where you can just look at all the different individual words and just take it apart and go, wow, that kind of collates with this over here. And you could go on forever, and I don't know what you guys do in your spare time when you do that potluck every month, but that would be a good thing. You just sit around there, chow down on your food there and have the real food come out of your mouth, and then the arbitrate, rule in your heart, And then you put that other verse in there. If you can, if you believe in your heart and can, well, he's ruling your heart. You know, how does the ruling and the believing correlate? And plus, he's giving you the faith. So, whoa, now I'm the only one playing this game here. So I know my Pat's going to have something to say. Hopefully it donged his consciousness that he gets from the Lord now. So praise and glory to God, because we're not our own. Praise God.
Amen. Yeah. Yeah, our pot blessings are really nice. Yeah. Go ahead, Pat.
I was actually, I wanted to ask Matthew a couple things. And sorry, Andrew, I wasn't tracking. That's wasn't the direction I was getting, but I have been seeking the Lord here for the last, few months at least, in a rather intense way, related to some healings that I am expecting, for my eyes, my ears, my teeth, kind of looking for a real renovation, and all of these things, just like everybody else, I could take the a certain path and try to address them or address them, but that path does not interest me in the least, in the slightest, because I know that we are going to need to be able to access the healings that we need, and access the healing power that we need to provide others in this coming time that we're going into. And so I just had a question for Matthew. When I know that this car accident that that you were in, that had to happen over a year ago, I think, if I'm not mistaken. It's quite a while ago, right?
Back in 2021.
Yes, I knew it was way back there. So my question, obviously you were trusting in the healing of the Lord. You were trusting that the stripes of Jesus, that you were healed by the stripes of Jesus. And it took a process of time. There was a time element that passed through there until obviously yesterday or day before, whenever, when you guys were standing around and decided to pray, and you got hands laid on you, and boom. So I guess my question is, what was the Lord doing in your life up to that time? And there was a waiting period, or was there things that you were happening with you related to healing or thinking, or can you elaborate a little bit on that?
Well, if I must be honest, when
we would appreciate it.
When the accident happened, I was running away from the Lord, and the funny thing is, in that car, my wife, my pregnant wife, my two sons, and myself were in there. And I was the only one that was broken. So I knew right then that the Lord was chastening me, not my family, just me. I wasn't believing for healing for I don't know how long after that. It's definitely been a hard road. Probably shortly after that one meeting we had at David and Michael's, where I got delivered from rejection. I started believing for my healing in all those different areas. I have had healing before. I call it spraining your back when I was probably what 1920 is when I sprained my back. It was a job I was doing, and I was lifting something heavy by myself. So, but once I moved, my back was hurting that whole time, you know. Anything kind of heavy or strenuous would hurt. And then we moved down here. And then one day I just asked Michael to lay his hands on me, pray for my back. And after that moment, I never had any issues with my back until car accident. And so I started believing after that day for my back, and restored movement of my right side. It's been hard. A lot of things that I used to be able to do and now can do again. Praise God. But it's a hard adjustment when you go through something like that because during that time I was confined to a you know, a recliner. I couldn't sleep in bed. And couldn't take myself to the bathroom. There's a little joke we have around here that my wife was wiping every single butt in the house. And movements, you know, popping my back, stretching. I had a pinched nerve from it. So if I turned a certain way or bend a certain way, I would get this sharp pain that literally went from my back all the way around my body in a circle. And then I wouldn't feel anything from there on down. So I'd immediately drop to the floor. And then this got better over time. And I haven't had one of those in quite some time, praise God. And as far as like anything special leading up to that event the other night, no. You know, I was just believing, you know, fighting, casting down thoughts from the devil. You know, it's constant, you know, you're never gonna have use that full use of your right side again, you're never gonna grow again. Of course, I was, you know, believing for all these things. And to be honest, I don't really deserve it, but I know God's grace is greater than what I think I deserve. He gave me a whole lot of grace. I wasn't expecting it, but I was believing for it. I knew that, like we're all believing for restorations and parts of our bodies. I've got, you know, broken teeth I'm believing for, and other things. And I praise God that what he did to me the other day just kind of really boosted my faith for all these other things that I'm going through. it's amazing. I can't say I did anything worthy of it other than believe God.
That's enough. When you believe God, that's enough.
Huh?
I said, when
It's
you believe
enough.
God, that's enough.
It's enough. In fact, I was looking at my wife today, and I have grown a little more to where I was kind of slightly looking up at my wife, and now I'm slightly looking down to my wife. Whereas that night when I grew, I was looking straight at my wife, and now I'm looking a little down towards my wife.
Okay.
So,
Awesome.
Lord's still pushing me up.
Yeah. Amen. Okay.
So I
Thank you,
guess
Matthew.
I really don't know how to answer that question completely, but I hope that helps.
Yeah. I appreciate that. I know that there has been the Lord has been taking me again. I can relate to what you're saying about casting down thoughts. I was experiencing some pain today in my teeth, and a time before I was trusting that the Lord has healed me by his stripes. And a pain, I started having pain in my tooth. And I was on the way to work. And I just started, I don't know if you could say forcefully dealing with it, to the point of almost screaming or yelling at it on the way to work. And which is not like me. I mean, I'm not of that type of personality. But and the pain went away. And so praise the Lord. I might even said something about it here on the on this outreach, so it was a month ago or so. Today, the same thing. So another pain basically come to the same group of teeth, I'm going to say. And I started being, cast down or depressed, or I don't know how you can put it, but basically the thought is, Lord, what else do I need to do? What is there something here that I need to cooperate with you? I believed in your word. I have selected, chosen to believe that by the stripes of Jesus, I was healed. And the same thing kind of happened again when I s started commanding it, to leave. And again, it was it's like something kind of rose up in me, and there's again a battle or a fight or something that I was entering into, and the pain went away again. So I don't know if and the reason for my question is were you experiencing the Lord taking you through paces or different things, or because I've kind of experienced more of a battle, fighting aspect of this thing. And of course, I mention it and I say it because I feel very I guess responsible to understand and know and how to walk in, not only walk in healing, but to be able to minister it to those that need it. So, but I don't know if you experience the same thing as far as battle or yelling and screaming or whatever. So that was the reason for my question.
Of at the beginning, yeah, there was a lot of fighting, mainly just fighting to not be in pain. But in the last probably year or so, I've just been in the rest about it. I don't have a like pain anymore as far as like doing things and stuff like that. So it was a little easier to be in the rest about it, not worried about it, not thinking about it. Like, I know the Lord's healed me, and I'm going for that. And I have had to, fight some pains through.
Cool. Thank you.
One of the greatest things that the Lord has taught me is being in the rest. I'm not always in it, but being in the rest is like it's like completely trusting God that whatever is happening is in His control. And I think that's where He does His greatest work. It's because we're not worrying about anything, we're not changing anything, we're not doing anything, it's all him. And I'm just resting. I'm like, okay, God, just you.
Well, that's 100% correct. When we get to thinking about things, we try to reason things out and try to make things something that they're not. When just being the rest, that's what we do. When you're in the rest, you be like that. You heard me talk about this, Pat, and all of you. The lady that was praying for her teeth to be restored in her head. And it was a long time for she, but one morning she woke up, she had a full head of teeth. Brand new. Pearly white, man, I'm talking about. She looked good. And it's all about getting in the rest and believing that God's doing that work in you. I know that we like to wonder why God hasn't done that yet. But he's gonna see if you're gonna keep on believing. You gonna keep on believing, or you gonna doubt me because of the little time? Time is nothing to him, and he's trying to do is to teach us patience and endurance in the race. We gotta stay in the race. You can't give up. You gotta hand that baton off here shortly. So you got to endure in the race of faith. When you endure in the race of faith, you'll get that whatever it is you're asking for every time. Every time. Go ahead, Pat.
Well, I was, I guess what I was thinking is that one of the things that the Lord has been showing me is, and it's very basic, are you going to trust the word? Are you going to trust what I said in my word? Or are you going to trust what you see?
Yeah.
And obviously you have to trust what's in the word. That's all there is to it. I mean, you have to trust that what God said. That's all there is to it. But that's where the battle is, like, because it's like sometimes you don't know what to do. It's like the battle, the screaming thing, or the yelling, or the taking command. Well, I didn't, that was more or less out of frustration that that come up out of me, because it was like, I've had enough. I can't take it any more, that type of thing. And so I don't know if that is, if that is desirable, if that's what the Lord is trying to bring out in me, or if it's more what Matt's talking about, coming into a rest and just resting in that. Because, I also don't want to become, or whether it become or remain, and that is passive, in my approach, or in in what the Lord's shown me, or passive, or be disobedient. So that's, I guess, where the battle, or the insecurity, or the lack of knowing, or whatever is at. So that's just where I'm at right now.
Yeah, that's a good verse that Julie's got in the chat there, Isaiah 30 and 15. For thus said the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest shall ye be saved. In quietness and in confidence shall be your strength. Whew, that's powerful. Go ahead, Julie. Thank you for posting it.
Yeah, you're welcome. I reflect on that verse periodically in waiting, waiting on the Lord for stuff, and it's like, what can I do? Just something you said triggered a memory that some I remember hearing one of those testimonies, those old recordings, that sometimes that you pray about something and then you just forget about it, and next thing you know, God's answering. If you can get to that place, because that's in the rest. It's like you've given it to him, and then he brings it to pass. You just forget about it. Now, I understand that your body's going through stuff, and you've got pain, and you can't do the things that you want to do, and all kinds of stuff. It's not like you can always just forget about it, because there's always a reminder, But it is being able, just like you're saying, just give it to the Lord. It's like, sure, I can't fix me. I can't heal me. I can't deliver me. And, just getting that place in your mind, I'm going to believe God. I'm going to trust God, no matter what it looks like, no matter how long it takes to manifest. And it's a warfare of the mind of the flesh, and casting all that stuff down, those reasonings that the enemy's trying to put on you, or even yourself. Like, for me, for me, it's just making sure my heart's right so I can have bold confidence, that my heart's not condemning me of anything. Like, I know that I'm okay with God, and that I'm not in sin or anything, or and that I've confessed all my sin, whether it be doubt or double-mindedness or fear, or just even thinking, well, gosh, am I forgiven? It's just, the enemy will get you going on all kinds of stuff. God hasn't forgiven you for something, and, it's just silly stuff. You gotta just close all those doors and just, shut up your enemy and rest. It's a warfare, it's our warfare against the powers of principalities and stuff. So thank you, Lord. Help us all to rest. Just repent, believe, rest. And our confidence is in you, God, to bring us past. You're our Savior. Amen.
Amen. Oh, that's right. Yeah, Missy, go ahead.
When Julie said about closing doors, it reminded me of the dream that I shared this morning. And I thought maybe I should share it. I had this dream early this morning. It was kind of like a nightmare, but I think when I woke up from or whatever, I thought about it briefly, because anyway, I was dreaming I was in the house that I grew up in, and my sister was with me, and I'm not positive, but I think we were kids. I don't know. But there was a man trying to get in the house, and we were at the front door, and the door was locked and everything, and it had a deadbolt on it. Now that wasn't there when I was a kid, but and it's funny that, he was outside trying to get in, but his arm reached in somehow. I don't know. It's all spiritual. And he was trying to open the door, get a hold of the handle and open the door from the inside, and he couldn't. That just made me think of something that I hadn't seen before. It's funny how when you start talking about something, you start sharing something because you're with in the midst of other believers, really believers. It's like the spirit, shows you stuff. It's a, he who's joined to the Lord is one spirit. But anyway, I'll tell you then what I saw. But and he was like, and there was this deadbolt up there, and he it was like he was trying to find something else to he couldn't unlock the door, he couldn't open the door. And then I knew he was going around to the back of the house, and I ran up to the dining room door, and that was locked. And then I thought about running down to the door, the other door at the back of the house, but I knew that was locked, and I got the and I think this verse that I got this morning was about in Judges, where is very in the beginning, where they went in and took Jerusalem, And we know Jerusalem's the bride, and they were fighting the Canaanites in the land, and that's the old man. So it related to my dream, which is kind of cool because I hadn't really thought about it much, but as I was reading it and stuff. But it was like, Jesus is the door, okay, but he's the word. And we have to keep all the doors shut, and with the word, Jesus is the word. You got to keep the door shut, but he's also the protection. He's the one that closes you in and protects you, And it's like those locks are like the word, vines, that just came to me. Vines, vines and but anyway, but oh gosh, what was that came to me as I was telling you? I lost it now. But anyway, that was the old man. That was the old man trying to get in, and he's locked out. It's like that was just like that just so encouraged me because I've been going through some battles, and it was just an encouragement to me. To get that dream, it was just like the Lord was just like telling me, I've locked out you've that old man's lost. You've kicked him out of the land. And the house that I grew up in, I considered to be UBM because that's where I grew up, really. So why my sister was in there, I'm not quite sure, other than the fact that I think maybe the Lord's just telling me that she's of other than my husband. I'm believing he's going to be the first one to really come into the real knowledge of the truth and the gospel, but and come into the true church. I think maybe that's my sister's probably another one. Oh gosh, Lord, what was that? I have to come back to you. There was something that came to me about there at the front door, and I lost. I should have said it right away. Anyway, but anyway,
Okay.
I thought that it was an encouraging dream.
Okay.
Even though it was kind of a, my heart was like racing, and the dream was like, but really I didn't have to do anything. Because he was already locked out. He was locked out. The door was already locked. I didn't have to lock the door. I don't recall that I locked the door at all or anything. I was just standing there. I knew he was trying to get in, and his arm reached in, but it was weird. It was almost like it reached in the crack of the door or something. I don't know. Only in a dream, as David would say. But anyway. It was kind of cool. So be encouraged. I hope that helped encourage somebody, So here's my dream. It encouraged me. So.
Okay. All right, Julie.
Lord.
Missy, something that was coming to me when you were talking about your dream was that, it's like you're thinking about going back down to the other room downstairs or whatever to lock the doors, but you already knew those were locked. You didn't have to look at that again. You didn't have to go check because you have already overcome that area. It's, in another, part of your life or whatever. You've overcome that. It's no longer a temptation for you, or it's no longer a problem for you. You know that door's shut and bolted and it's already locked. So the fact that he's trying to come in this other door, which had a deadbolt on that you didn't remember was there, it's like, it's just like, it's just using the scriptures, like you said. It's just the word. And the old man cannot come in, can't get in, and
Well,
bound.
I asked the Lord after the prayer meeting then for a verse, and the verse that I got, it was kind of a strange verse, but it was only like just that tiny little part that I landed in, and it's something I've been battling with and repenting and battling with, And it was just like the Lord saying, just believe you're delivered, You're delivered from that temptation, that idol, whatever. And just you have victory, a victory of it, because Jesus did it for me, Yes, it's done.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. All right, Teresa.
Well, Missy, you're in a good place for those that front door to all the doors to be locked to because Jesus says that we're his sheep and we don't listen to the voice of the stranger, and the stranger came in to try to get you, and he was locked out. And so you are in a good place, because I'm going to tell you a dream that I had. This isn't recent. This was a long time ago. Maybe about 10 years ago. And in the dream, I was a sheep inside, the sheep pen with the other sheep. And this guy, he came up to the fence, and he wanted me to come outside of the fence, because he just wanted me to come outside of the fence, but I wouldn't do it. And so he climbed the fence with a root cutter, a long rod with like a knife on the end of it. And he climbed the fence and he aimed that rod straight at my backbone. In other words, he wanted to sever my stand of righteousness. And this turned out to be a real person, so that I had to eventually get out of my life.
Amen. Thank you, Lord, for shutting them bows. All
So,
right.
God delivered me from that situation. It was a husband that I had married, and I didn't have the dream before I married him, you know. And he, in the natural, he grew up in a Christian home. You know, he was, he was about 78. He grew up in a Christian home. And so he knew all the words. He knew all the things to say. And so he didn't show his true nature. And then we married, and then his true nature came out. And that's when I began to re as the, you know, we were only married about what, well, about 10 years. And so I didn't have the dream until after we were married. And so God was showing me what he was going to be doing, that Satan was using him to steal, kill, and destroy my life and to break my backbone of righteousness, my stand of righteousness. And so it ended up that, I tried to stick it out, tried to pray, but he ended up not wanting to be married to me anymore. So, and so, you know, so we're not.
Amen. Amen. Okay, anyone else? I wonder, just sitting here wondering about marriages and how they transpire over the years. Some the married couple they draw closer, and some they draw further apart, and some they just kind of hang in there. But when you've got, I heard a preacher say this one time. I wish I'd have said it, but I heard somebody else say it. He said that he put a woman and a man on stage, and he had two kids. And he put the man on one end and the woman on the other end, and the two kids in the middle. And he said, "What's wrong with this picture?" And of course, everybody thought that, man, this looks good. You know, this is a family, got the kids, you know, and all that stuff. Kids are right in the middle, mom and dad on each end, they taking care of them and all that stuff. He said, "No." He said, "The woman and the man are one. They are together, and the kids are to the side. That's the makeup of a marriage." And I thought, man, that is, because some parents put kids over and above everything else, when in all actuality, in God's kingdom, it's woman and man first, then the kids. Yeah, we got it backwards. I just thought I'd throw that out there. You know why I said that. Okay, Missy, go ahead.
Well, and the kids, divide the parents too, because
Yes.
they aren't in agreement, and they're lots of times because the kids, the parents are at odds because the parents aren't in agreement concerning the kids. Similar to what you were saying, but it's like the kids are in the that very picture that she showed, it's like the kids come between the parents, come, Anyway, yeah,
And that's a natural fact in a lot of families. The
that's
kids are
how.
everything. Mom and dad, you know, they're just around to give me money. That kind of thing. But when you get things, and actually, who's between mom and dad? Jesus. Yeah. But anyway, I thought that was so meaningful just looking at it. You could see what he's talking about. Okay. Anyone else?
I was thinking about that, the children, the kids between the parents, one on each end, is that not just that, just only coming between the parents, but in coming between the parents, they're causing the parents to oppose one another, each other, because the kids are going to win over one, so you know, put them against each other. So that's a big thing in families.
Yeah.
It puts them against each other because this is what happens when kids come between. They put you against each other, so that happens a lot.
Yeah. Well, how many times you heard your child back when they were little, you hear them, you say, "Mama, you know what Daddy did?" Or, "Daddy, you know what Mama did?" And then they come up with some nonsense like that. And the first thing you ought to say, boy or girl, be careful what you say about your mama. Because I loved her before I loved you. Now be careful. That's what I tell them. Anyway, yeah, Debbie, it's the kids are learning. They haven't learned everything yet, and they always try to utilize one against the other to get their way. And we have to be wise in those decisions that we make and shut them down real quick when they come against your spouse.
Right.
That's why you got a lot split marriages. And another thing. Well, I won't go there. Marriage can be good or it can be bad. Or it can be good most of the time and bad some of the time. You know what I mean? Yeah, Missy.
I was just reading where David said that. This isn't a quote, but this is the gist of it. That families or families in general, I think is what he said, is we're made to be crucified or something to that
Yeah, I believe that.
effect.
We're crucified by what happens in that family and staying with the word. That's what's imperative about, look, uh-oh, yeah, see what I'm talking about? Oh
You
my.
have no idea how much flesh is burning up right
Well, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. We need to get rid of that stuff, don't we? Well, here's the great thing about it, Matthew, is God's going to change us all in the bride. He's going to change us all where we're all going to be perfect, praise God. You know?
you for
Thank you,
that, David.
Jesus. That's what I'm always looking forward to. And other things, of course. Go ahead, Missy.
One thing that always got me was, the kids will go to one parent and ask something, and they didn't get the answer they wanted, so they'll go to the
I played that game a long time. Still play it. No, I don't play it anymore.
it's funny. Kids don't do that. Kids don't just do that. Your dog does that too. Because they want a treat, and she'll go to me, and and I'll say no, and then she'll look at Merle. Or she's relentless with him because she knows he gives in.
Is he a pushover?
Isn't it funny that you don't have to teach your children to do that? They just automatically know how to,
Why is that?
I like it.
Oh.
And at least with my kids, mama will tell them no. So they'll automatically run to me because they know I can overrule mom. But I'm like, what'd your mom say?
Yeah.
Okay, it's no.
Yeah. Yeah, you learn that pretty quick too, don't you, Matthew? Because they learn real quick early in life how they can manipulate. And that's all because of the fall. I'll say one thing. I could tell right offhand when people have children and they come around, a fellowship or something like that. You could tell immediately if there's any discipline in the house, And that's a key to having a good relationship and a good marriage and a good family. Is discipline. You have to have discipline. If you don't have discipline, you're going to have discord. You're going to have faction. You're going to have all kinds of nasty things. So that's why you need a paddle in every room a wooden spoon or whatever.
Doesn't always have to be a instrument of pain.
No.
It could be stick your nose in the corner, or you're losing your sugar for a week, or we've learned that, especially with our with Elisha. Spankings wouldn't touch him as much as they did Obadiah. So we learned, we started taking away like certain toys, his sugar. That worked a whole lot better.
Well, that's interesting because each one of them are different, aren't they?
Yes.
Each one of them are different. Elisha was a screamer. Oh man.
Especially when David was talking.
Yeah, especially when David was talking. I wasn't gonna say that, but yeah, he had good lungs. Anyone else? I'll say one thing for Matt and Anna. They've done a fantastic job with these kids. They really have. Okay, anyone else? And can I say something else about kids? Don't send them to college. Do not send them to college. They'll get marred for life. Yeah, Julie.
Unfortunately, there's not that much time left for people to send their kids into school.
No,
When
that's
we start,
true.
there's once it starts, 7 years is going to go by real fast. And college is probably going to be the last thing on people's minds, I would think.
Yeah, I've got a grandchild that's starting school, starting up at Fayetteville this coming fall. And I'm praying against it that God would change it before it happens. I've sent two of them to college and one of them to other kinds of schools. And the ones that went to college, you have a lot of trouble with because they get these professors that are left oriented and they teach all of this perversion to them and garbage to them. I'll just come out and say it, they teach communism to them. But God, glory to God. But God. How many of you know God's going to change everything? Because we have faith, and we're resting in the faith that our families are all, every one of them, are saved. Glory be to God. I don't care what the devil tries to do. He ain't got a say in it, does he? He does not have a say in this family matter. Okay. Does he, Debbie?
No, it doesn't.
Amen. Hey, by the way, we prayed for the coffee shop people earlier.
Praise the Lord. Yeah, good.
Yeah, and David and I did also. We did some things. He's going to get his retirement here shortly.
Good. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Yeah, that's right. We speak to them. I mean, you can't have our family because we belong to the Lord. Amen. Go ahead, Matthew. I see you up there fixing to hit that line. You look like you're fixing to hit the mute button.
No, I was looking at the chat, but
Oh, okay. Yeah, Debbie.
I have a prayer request.
All right.
That is that if it's okay, and everything's
Sure.
everything discussed, okay. Well, my granddaughter Savea, it's Hadassah and Brad's second child. She's graduating this year, high school. And in August, she and her boyfriend, she's a really nice guy, he's a good boyfriend. They both love the Lord, but they're both musicians and singers, and they sing for their church and play. And they want to go to Bethel, California, to join the Bethel Church, to join the whatever she calls it, have to do with the music, and and all that. So, and that's just not a good thing to for her to be going to. But they don't know anything. They don't know anything about problems with Bethel or anything else. Anything anybody just says grand singing, I guess they're and singing those tunes of the Lord. They're really good, but they don't understand what. So it's just not a good thing for her to be going. I just want to pray that God would change, somehow change that. And a lot of things that Angelica was telling me today about Bethel and how many people have had their lives ruined by joining up with Bethel. And so,
Yep.
and I was, when I heard that first heard that she was doing that, I didn't know what to say to her. I knew it's not good. But I did not know what to say to Hadassah. I couldn't say, "Oh, she shouldn't go there." You're like, "Why not?" It wouldn't work. So I didn't. But I just want prayer that somehow God will stop Sabea from going there, and somehow they'll get
You want me
understanding.
to pray?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. Is this Hadassah and her boyfriend wanting to go out there to Bethel,
It's.
right?
It's Savea. Hadassah
Oh,
is my
see.
daughter, and Savea is my
Hadassah's
granddaughter.
daughter. Okay. How do you say her name?
Savea, Svea.
Savea?
Savea.
Savea. Okay.
Yeah, Savea.
Lord, we lift up Savea and your boyfriend. See, Lord, we break the power of this want to go to Bethel off of them right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. We ask, Lord, that you place it in their hearts to want to go after you mostly. And we thank you for that, Father. We thank you, Lord, that that power of Bethel is gone off of those two right now. And I praise you and I thank you, Lord, that Debbie and Hadassah are going to see a change in Savea very soon. In Jesus' name, we declare and decree it broken off of them, and we praise you, Father, for talking to both of them in Jesus' name. And Lord, place it in their hearts to run after you with all of their heart. In Jesus' name. And I thank you, Father, it is done. Everybody
Amen.
believe?
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. We believe. Anybody else want to pray? I believe it's done. Go ahead, Judy.
I just want to say that Hadassah and Brad are very proud that she's going. So they need their
Oh,
eyes
really?
open. Yes, they're bragging about how she's gonna go to Bethel. This will, you know, like I said, they don't know anything about what's going on. They don't know anything about this.
Well, I haven't heard anything but bad things about Bethel.
Wrong, yeah, all this satanic and antichrist stuff. So they don't know. So yeah, they need their eyes opened. So whatever God's going to do, we believe He's going to do something. Who's going to work
yep.
through whatever?
Going to work
Amen.
through
Thank
that
you.
Whole family.
Yes, amen.
That whole from her daughter down to her granddaughter, in Jesus' name, we praise you, Father, that it is already done. Go ahead, Pat. Did you want to pray?
Father, just ask that you would raise up another opportunity that would give them the path that they're looking for as far as expressing themselves in music and training or whatever it would be, Lord. We thank you for that. We thank you for your provision in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you.
I, quite frankly, I'm kind of ignorant about Bethel as well. Where would I read something or see
Go ahead,
something
Judy.
about that?
I just wanted to pray a little bit something too. Well, Lord, we just thank you that you're sovereign over all these things, and there's such an idolatry over these churches that come out with these songs, and the people that that are heads over these churches. And we just break the power of this idolatry, this glamorization of this Church of Bethel. We break it in Jesus' name. Lord, I ask that you would give warning dreams, that you would bring somebody into either Hadessa's life or Savannah's life, or anyone that they'll listen to with a warning and just say, wait a minute, I've heard too many things negative about this church and the things that go on there. And there's a lot of negativity, and you can even put it in their hearts, Lord, to really research this stuff. And if they're looking for the truth, Lord, that you lead them to the truth. I pray that you would put that thought and that desire in their hearts, Lord. Just search it out. They can just Google it, you know, go on to any search engine and search what is this place really like. We just break that power of this idolatry off of them in the name of Jesus, and this glamour and wanting to be part of something big, because they make all this great music, and you know, it's idolatry, and there's a lot of deception, there's a lot of antichrist deceiving destructive, you know, doctrines there, and liars, a lot of demonic oppression there. I know there has been some really good music that's come out of there, Lord. I'm not saying anything bad about that, but it's the leadership over this church and the head pastor there, and things that have happened. And Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for answering a mother's prayer for her daughter and granddaughter, Lord, that their eyes would be open to what's really going on, that these things are, they're occultic, and they don't necessarily line up with your word in holiness and righteousness, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for exposing all this even before they go. I know you're going to be bringing judgments on these churches, these apostate religions and churches, Lord, and the leadership. And we don't know what your plan and your timing is for all that, Lord, but we know it's coming. So I pray, Lord, that even that would be something that you could work. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father, glory be to God. Yeah, there's another one too that I've heard about that has the same problems. That's Hillsong. Okay. Anybody else? Lord, I just ask and I pray this, Lord, that you would place it in them to be original in their music, that you would give them the songs to sing, that would be beneficial to your praise and worship, Lord. And I thank you for doing that for her, for what's her name?
Savea.
Savaya. Yeah, I'm sorry. I should remember it, but
That's okay.
and place it in Savaya and
That's
her
right.
boyfriend, and actually in her mama also. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for placing it in their hearts to do it themselves. Get a guitar and a harmonica and a banjo player. Gotta have a banjo player in Jesus' name. Amen. Go ahead, Judy.
I just have a question for Debbie. Are they spirit filled?
Yes.
Well, Lord, you've given us the gift of the Holy Spirit. And I pray, Lord, that through that gift that they would have dreams, visions, prophetic words, that you'll be able to discern error in things there, Lord. Open up their eyes to the greater things of the spirit realm, Lord. And we just pray a hedge of protection around their minds and their hearts. And it's just kind of like you could. I just was thinking how, like, with the false prophetic movement, which is part of what they are in a sense, that Lord, you even put people, put it in their hearts to say, if this isn't of you, God, I don't want it, and that they wouldn't receive anything. So, Lord, there's all kinds of ways that you can do anything, Lord, and you already see the plans and how this is going to come about. But we just stand in agreement with Debbie. And
Yes.
everyone that they're not going, they're not going to go. They're
They're
going to
gone.
be protected from that. A lot can happen in between now and August, and it's expensive out here in California, up in that area. And there's been a lot of judgments up there with fires, with earthquakes, with all kinds of stuff too. That Lord, I just pray that they would really look at the pros and cons about doing that, and just give them wisdom, give them discernment, and I thank you, Lord, that they're filled with the Holy Ghost and work through your Spirit, Lord. Have them, really pray and earnestly pray about, Lord, is this your will for them to go? In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, thank you, Lord. You're going to be as a father to them, Lord, a father that cares for his children, Lord. And thank you that you, as their father, is going to give them the dreams they need and the warnings they need, Lord, just to stop them from going, to cause them to look again and say, oh, I guess we should not go, that you would, God, would just let them know. As a father, Father, I ask you to give them those dreams that Julie asked for, Lord, and bring those people in their lives, because you love them, Lord. You don't want their lives to be ruined, Father God. And so I thank you that you are going to do this in Jesus' name. Thank you, our wonderful Father. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. We're going to see a change in that. Therefore, amen. All right. Anybody else got a prayer request or would like to talk about a little something here? We got 10 more minutes. I will tell you this, I saw today in those purveyors of truth that the Social Security checks are going to be increased by anywhere from $2,500 to $6,000, depending on your status. And this is something that Trump is doing, and they're saying it's going to happen this month, May. So, if yeah, that's I'm going to believe it too. If he does that, that'll be a, anywhere from 2,500 to 4,500, I think. It's what no 6,000, I think is what he went to. And if he does that, that's going to be a significant raise, and that's going to stimulate the economy, and this economy get back on track fairly good if he does that. Now, I know some of you aren't on Social Security. I'll get on it one of these days. No, I'm not on it. Oh my. Yeah, Julie, go ahead.
I know that that was something that they've been talking about doing, but I also remember with all of the money that the Doge committee, that this group has been finding all this money where it's been going, and they've been shutting it down and stuff. Wasn't there talk about some kind of stimulus or something being paid to the people out of
Yes.
Doge? There, wasn't there talk about that for a
$5,000.
while?
They
Is
were,
that did that just get
well, no, they're still
that
talking about it.
happening?
Matter of fact, that was it was we heard something about it last week that he still wants to put give every person 5 grand. It was $5,000 to stimulate the con in the economy and also to pay back what they've got back from saving the money from Doge, Doge, and what they have picked up, also what they have gotten back from people who stole it from them. They've gotten trillions and trillions of dollars back that the deep state has was stolen from them. Trillions, in the hundreds of trillions, possibly more. I heard an economist or financial guru or something the other day said that they can pay off the national debt, and he made some fantastic number. He said they can do that this many times over. And I forget what it was. So they're talking about hundreds of trillions of dollars that they have recovered. And it's not just from DOGE. This is from other things too. The Alliance going out there and opening up these tunnels and finding all this money that the deep state has had, trafficking and all of this kind of stuff. And it's really neat to hear. And I know that at some point in time that we're all going to benefit from it. And all, but where is our trust at? Our trust is in the Lord. I don't trust in what these people say most of the time. Well, all the time. I'll trust it when I see it. You know what I mean? Because they always throw it out there and then they kick the can down the road for years and years. But I'm just going to believe this time it's going to happen to all, everybody. Everybody's going to get that money. What do they call that? Julia, what do you call that? I called it something.
But the QFS,
No.
Nasara, Nasara
No,
Jasara,
that's something that's
QFS.
something different. That's something different. No, that's something different.
You talk about the R&R.
Yeah. Restoration and run
Yeah,
R&R.
restitution.
Restitution, thank you.
Revaluation.
Oh, restitution and restoration. Go ahead, Pat.
Well, I guess I was thinking about, I know that there are going to be some positive things that are going to happen, and one of what you're talking about now, but there's also, the understanding that at some point in time, this group, the white hats that were calling, the white hats now are going to get on top of the pile and reign, so to speak. And at some point, they're going to be requiring, or, we're moving into a digital currency and, that whole thing, which is basically a setup, for the mark of the beast and mid-trib, scenario that's going to happen. So either way you look at it, we have to be prepared to function in a different jurisdiction than this earthly realm, because at some point we're going to get the boot. And you know, we're not going, we're not going to be able to benefit from that system. So any way you look at it, it's a short-term fix. So mean, for myself, I know way back when I first entered into the fray, I guess you might say, and there was a big debate as to when the rapture would happen. And this is back in my early age, in the Baptist tradition and whatnot. But I remember thinking at the time, I don't know. I don't know. I don't understand if it's going to be pre-trib or post-trib or mid-trib or whatever. I haven't studied all that to figure it out. But I just decided in my heart that I was going to live my life like it was going to be post-trib, and I'm going to be going through it, and I'm going to need to know how to trust God through the process. And then if I'm wrong and I get jerked out of here earlier, no big deal, so, and I think the same way with this, the Doge is doing a lot of beneficial things, and there's going to be a lot of positive things are going to come through this process. But after it's all said and done, there will be a point in time when they're going to point they're going to be requiring or doing things or needing things done that, spirit-filled, born-again Christians are not going to be able to participate in. And we're going to need to know how to stand trusting in the Lord's supply in all areas. So, anyway, it's
Amen.
kind of
Well,
what
that's
I'm
true.
thinking.
That's exactly right. And they keep saying that, well, nobody can hack the QFS, nobody can hack the QSF, and that they yet they tell you if you mess up, they'll take all your money. I said, oh, wait a minute. They can't get in my account. But wait a minute, there's something wrong here. So as you if you listen to them, you understand that somebody's going to be in charge. And at tribulation, it's going to be a big change made. Donald Trump ain't going to be in there. Anyway, just thought I'd throw that in there. I'll tell you this much, I know the great banker. And if I know the great banker, I ain't got nothing to worry about. And I know the great provider, I guess I should say. And when you know the great provider and you believe him, you ain't got nothing to worry about. Remember, the Jews went through the 40 years there. They had brand new Nikes when they went in, they had brand new Nikes when they come out. They never did wear out. And their polo shirts, they never wore out. None of that stuff wore out. They went right straight through that 40 years without anything degrading on them. Even their divine, they walked in divine health the whole time. And that's what's going to happen during this tribulation. People are going to start walking in that. And I think people are already starting to walk in it because you're getting ahead of the game. When you're getting ahead of the game, what are you doing? You're already confessing that you walk in divine hell. You're already confessing those things, those great confessions, that you're righteous with God. You're sanctified like Jesus. You're walking like Jesus. You're talking like Jesus. You're acting like Jesus. Praise God. All right, we're out of time. God bless you. We'll see y'all next time. Y'all be blessed, you hear?